You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
I am not afraid to admit I am a bad mom. I work hard. I'm the owner of Dalen's Daycare LLC, The Office L3C, Posh Plannings LLC, and a few other successful ventures. I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but my first job will always be being the mother of my three, Madison, Dalen, and Davin. Sleepless nights, blood, sweat, and tears just to ensure their everyday happiness and secure future. I like to curse, and I love to twerk, even though I can't. A glass of wine is usually a part of my day, and sometimes I hide out in the tub for hours just to get a peace of mind. I'm a mom, just like you, and real moms know it's nothing glamorous about it. Being a mom is my first job and by far the hardest, yet the most rewarding. I'm just here to talk about it. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Bad Moms Club. I'm so, so excited. This is our first show. And I have some great expectations for myself. I know that you guys do too. So let's just dive right in. This week's topic is going to be on, are you really a single mother? Like that, Tanisha, are you really a single mother?
I really like that. I'm not a single mother, but I like it.
We'll get into it. I think this is a great topic because I feel like so many people in so many different aspects of life have their own understanding of what a single mother is. I don't think it's the same all the way across the board. The way that I grew up, that I understood it, a single mother is a woman that is not married, who has no financial support or any other support with her children from their biological father. That is my understanding of what a single mother is. But now that I'm an adult, I see different variations of a single mother. What's your take on being a single mother?
Well, I have a couple defined definitions. A single mother is a person that strives very, very hard to take care of her children and may not have the backing as usual that other mothers would have. As a father, but even what I was like, we were talking about, even us being a single parent or a single mother, definitions of it, it's so many definitions of it. I apologize. I got tongue tied, but if you have a great support system,
mm-hmm.
which is not just the father, even though it's mother and father, you know, but where I grew up from, it took a village, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of us, and we slept on the floor, you know what I'm saying? It was mom, it was dad, and it was grandmother, it was granddad, but sometimes we had to all bunch in together, you know, and kind of make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wasn't single, but it was
a collaborative type of thing.
Yeah, just to make it work.
And I think that's a big thing that we're missing today in our households, a huge difference. And you can see it in the way that our children are raised, the way that they act. Some, a lot of things that's going on in our communities today are going on because things are so different now.
Yeah.
But as for being a single mother, I think however you define it, I think that depends on your actions towards it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is, say, for instance, if you're married and you don't have any help from that biological parent of your child, you may be in another relationship, you may be married, you know, whatever your situation is. I think that some people still define themselves as a single mother because they do not have help from that biological parent. Me, myself, I don't think that is correct, but I have been in conversation with people who consider themselves to be a single mother, even though they are married.
Correct. Well, being married, that means you're married, so you're not single. But if you're making decisions single, then you need to make the right decision to alleviate that situation from your life so you won't have to be a single person in a marriage, because we all know that that's not.
I don't know how you're in a relationship with somebody and they not helping you. That's not a relationship.
No.
That's a subject for a whole nother show.
Yes, it is.
I got Stephanie here on live. Stephanie said single parents don't have the support of the absent parent. Stephanie, you are correct. That is how I understood things to be. You mm-hmm. know, if you have any type of support from that other parent, you are not a single. Even if you're not in a relationship with someone else. Let's say that you are legitimately a single woman and you have children and you receive any type of support, whether it's financial, physical, mental mm-hmm. support, whatever, from that other parent, you are not a single mother. That's truly my understanding. And for anybody who's watching my Facebook Live, if you guys have any questions or comments, please feel free to post them in the comment section.
We'll be happy to answer all the questions that you guys have.
Yeah, we'll definitely be reading them and exploring some of your thoughts. And you guys are definitely more than welcome to chime in. Now, here's my question that I thought was kind of funny. So we talked about what defines a single mother, but what defines a single father?
Correct. Now, single fathers are just like single mothers, is because, like, I don't really put a definition or a split between men and women, even though we are different. You know, we're one man, one woman. We're both still individuals that work towards a goal. So if you're a single father, that means you're going to do everything in your power, I would think. You would do everything in your power to make sure your child succeeds and they have everything that they need to, you know, for you to be a qualifying parent. But it's very slim few fathers that are single parents. So mm-hmm. I really can't touch on that like that.
Well, I'll say this. In my walk of life, because we come from two totally different walks of life, everybody does. I know a lot of fathers who mm-hmm. take on the role of being a single father and they don't get the recognition. And in some settings, like you say, you don't know a lot, or it's a slim few to your understanding, because a lot of them don't get recognition.
Correct.
I know I've been in situations where I've dated someone and their child's mother just didn't do anything for the child,
yeah.
you know, or was very, very select on what they did for the child. Sometimes it's their own situation or their life or what they have going on, or sometimes it's because they know that that father is going to take care of that child so they don't have to do anything. And in those instances, no, I don't think that the father is a single father, you know, if they're receiving any type of help from that mother. But for sure, if they're the sole provider for that child,
then
you know, they have to take them to school, they have to get a babysit, like they are not receiving any type of support from that other parent. Now, they could be receiving support from grandparents or whoever, but if they're not receiving any support from that other parent, male or female, that would constitute them as being a single father.
I agree.
Now, what I don't like, I'm going to tell you what I don't like, because you know it's a lot of stuff I don't like. So we're
going to
talk about what I don't like. What I do not like is when a woman, whether in a relationship or not, has a child by someone who helps and take care of their child in every way possible, and they're still ringing this single mom flag. That burns me up. And I'm going to tell you why. There's a lot of good fathers who get a bad rap based off of this woman's story that she portrays
Correct.
To everybody else. But the shoes that the child has on, the dad bought them. Well, that was 3 months ago. Doesn't matter. He bought them. The coat that child has on, well, it's old and it's not a Burberry. It doesn't matter. He bought it. So don't go pretending and reaping all the benefits and you got your so sad story saying you're a single mom and you know that you're receiving help.
Yes.
But see, now we got a Facebook comment. Wait.
Okay.
So Ralph, my favorite.
Hi, Ralph.
He said that would be me. The mother know that is going to do it all. Yeah, that's true, Ralph. Especially in your situation. I see I can speak a little bit because I know Ralph personally, but I ain't going to put all your business out there, at least not this episode. But but you definitely were excellent father to your daughter. And I say were because she is grown now. She's in college now. And you still fitting the
He's
bill for that.
The benefits. That's a great dad.
He's still fitting the bill
Shout
for that.
Shout out to you as well.
Yeah, excellent dad. The majority of the men in my family are excellent dads. I don't even think any men in my family I could say are dead. I mean, even from the youngest to the oldest. So that
and
even
I
goes
can say
saying.
That. that as well.
Shout out to the Underwood men. All the Underwood men.
Shout out to the Darnell
men. Justin, Ralph. Shout out to all the Underwood men. They're all excellent fathers. Excellent fathers. But like I say, in his case, he was married, then divorced. And he still always took care of his daughter. But like regardless. I say, you know, her mother really never had to necessarily, I don't know if she did or she didn't, but she didn't have to do as much as she probably would have if he was not in the picture. And that's the thing. I think appreciation goes a long way.
Yes, and I was just about to say that. Learning where we appreciate each other for, not for likes and posts, because now social media has taken over a lot in this new world. So we have these memes and all of these, you know, all of this negative stuff to draw us in to make it seem like, well, this is happening, this is not, you know. And then people sell these wolf tickets, and I don't know who's buying them, but people do buy them.
And trust, they have a sister that will come and beat you up. Because I am that sister.
Because it takes a grown woman, you know, to understand, regardless of whether the man is here or there, mm-hmm. if he's doing his part, regardless of what you guys have on your back burner,
doesn't
you have
matter.
To be a woman. That's, you know, you separated when you was talking, you separated the girls from the women because you were stating that some people don't give up the recognition. But if you think about a real woman, she has no problem with giving up recognition. Mm-hmm. It's because
you know what? Here's the thing. If you are a mother, doesn't matter if you're single or not, you're still going to take care of your child.
Regardless.
The responsibility,
you know?
Is still yours regardless. And people say, mama's baby, daddy's maybe. That is a very true statement. If a father decides to walk away, which I'm glad for the men who think that they do not have that option, that's a beautiful thing. But for the ones who do,
right,
that mother is responsible whether she wants to or not.
You're right.
It comes out of me, I'm going to take care of it until my last breath. Hold on. We got another Facebook comment.
All right, Facebook.
Yeah, y'all coming through with the comments. Oh, this is from my cousin. She said, that's what my boyfriend is going through now. He pays his child support and she won't let him see the baby. See,
I've heard a lot of these stories.
He need a sister.
Yeah.
He need a sister.
We probably would have.
With them hands. That. Because, listen.
I'm trying to tell you because.
Child support is not a weapon, ladies. Child support is for your child. And beat me down if I'm wrong.
That's for a single parent, like you said, to starting off. But it's a mutual decision. We both came to the decision, it's not going to work. So what we're going to do is we're going to let other people come in and tell us how to run it. Because between me and you, we couldn't do it.
And I think that's what it's for. I think it's necessary when court is necessary.
Yeah.
If we can't agree, that's where the support. I don't think it should be used to be
vindictive.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. That's what I was looking for.
Person.
Vindictive. You know, he won't be with me.
That's
so I'm
why
gonna put him
used.
On child support.
If you see these memes that I was just talking about,
mm-hmm.
that's where some of these things have been used for these scorned women. Should I say?
And that's exactly what they are.
You
they're
know?
Scorned. Now
and,
I will
and
say
lack
this.
Of as well because some women
haven't been taught.
They're ignorant. Not in a bad way, because I don't want people to think, okay, calling me ignorant, just lack of. If you define ignorance, it's lack of.
You don't have knowledge of what should and what should not take place, which
correct.
Goes right back to how they're raised or what have you. I don't think child support has ever been an issue for me, regardless if I needed it or not, because I have three kids to take care of, regardless if their dad is in the picture or not, which he is.
Right.
that's never been an issue. And that's one thing that I will say. I'm blessed that I've never had to be a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
And even when my kids were younger, like my oldest daughter, you know, usually with your oldest child, that's when you learn a lot about life. You
yes,
know, that's your
I
first.
Can attest to that.
Yeah, that's your first experience with everything. Even when she was younger and I was kind of feeling my way through it, you know, I made mistakes as a woman. I made mistakes as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those
but
mistakes
we all do make mistakes.
Yeah, but those mistakes will set the tone for your relationship with that child's father. Ladies, you are not perfect. And when you get on that man's nerves or you disrespect that man, understand that, you know, you're going to have things that's going to happen to you.
Yeah, because you have repercussions
for your actions.
You can only push on something.
It's
for so
easy
long.
To point that finger and say, you know, he's a Debbie. Yeah, but what did you do to push that man away? Because I know a lot of men that just feel like, listen, I'd rather just not deal with the child because I don't want to deal with the mother. I don't agree But I know a lot that do feel that way. And I do think it's rightfully so in certain situations. Because some of y'all is crazy.
I can agree to that.
Y'all crazy.
Yes. They don't hold up. They don't. And then it's the social media. It's taking over people. Instead of using the platform for something positive or, you know, something worth talking about, we're using the platform to talk about, oh, you know what? I'm not making six figures, but I bought six pair of J's and I'm stunning and I'm doing all this crazy stuff that really doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
You know, and people, but you have people that's fueling it. Mm-hmm. Okay, sis, and all right, bro. And instead of saying, hey, when we going to grow up? When we going to look at the reality
and
of the
situation? And encourage each other to do better.
We have to encourage each other because without the encouragement, some people, like, you have to take in consideration. Like we said, we were raised from two different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. I have to take in consideration if you're lacking where I'm not or, you know, vice versa. I can't just say, oh, well, That's not the way it goes. We have to,
no.
It's communication. You have to be open. You know what I'm saying? That's how you start businesses and flourish because
you're helping each other out, blessing each other. It's a community effort.
The way we started.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, here's my thing. I took up for the good guys. Now, let's talk about the bad ones.
It's always some bad ones. It's okay.
You know you got four kids across town. And you laying up with somebody else, helping take care of their kids, four. But haven't checked on yours.
Ouch. Ouch.
I lost some followers when I said that, boy. He ran up out of there.
It's okay.
They ran up out the room. They ran out the room. But it's the truth.
It's the truth. We see that. And it's daily. And you can't just say it's younger guys. It's older guys. It's older guys as well.
Yeah.
It's the background. You know what I'm saying? They may have not had somebody there for them to tell them, hey, you have to do X, Y, and Z regardless.
And see, here's the thing. As a woman.
Regardless, we have to do.
As a woman, how can you lay up with a man and you know he's not taking care of his children?
It's because, back again, with the, like we said, the bad men, those bad women. We have some of those women out here that hide behind the bad man. And then they play victim.
And encourage it.
Yeah, and they play victim. What are you talking about?
As long as he's taking care of you and yours, you're fine with that.
But their child is on the other side of the missing, you know, involvement, you know, activity. Just a walk to the park, you know, just simple things with children.
Now, you know what? I'm glad you said that because that's something else I wanted to touch on. Let me say this so it can be clearly understood. And I don't care who don't like it, but right is right and wrong is wrong. If you decide to have a child by a man that you are not in a relationship with, you know that you're not going to be in a relationship with, understand that you're setting your child up for a lifelong of disappointments. If that man is married and you still decide to have a child by them, it's going to be a whole lot of first days of school missed, doctor's appointments
Ouch.
Missed. It's going to be a whole lot of dance recitals missed
Ouch.
Because that man already had a life before y'all two decided to go do what you did. And when you made that choice to still go ahead and forget what his choice was, we're talking about your choice.
Mm-hmm.
When you decided to still go ahead and have that choice, you made those choices for your child way before they even were here.
So you can't go pointing the finger.
So don't be mad you can't get those Christmas pictures and you can't have that a perfect Facebook family
photo. I
was about
to say, living that Facebook life. You know, they
because
have cousins
you
Facebooks.
Said you made those choices for your child way before your child even got here. So don't call on the first day of school crying, saying, oh, well, I'm mad at you because you missed TT first day. You made that choice for TT 5 years ago when you decided to have a child by a man that you're not with. Now, does that mean that he doesn't have the responsibility to be there for your child? That is not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is when you make the choice to have a child singly, you take those choices away from your child.
Don't turn
your child against their father or their mother saying that person's not here for you. You knew that person's situation before you stuck your child in it.
You knew it.
You have to be,
and sometimes we don't know how to strap up our big girl drawers sometimes. Like, you knew, even if you did or didn't know, once you find out, once you get on board, would you stop with the can'ts and won'ts and what we gonna nots and do's?
Mm-hmm.
And, you can't cry in the corner once everything is already done. You can't
drink spilt milk. It's dirty.
Ferris said exactly. And then they turn around and have a baby by him, knowing he don't take care. Okay, Ferris. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if he does not take care of the children that he already has while you're dating him,
what made you think you were special?
Why would you have baby by him to complain he don't take care of this one either? But you knew that. Let me tell you something. Life will teach you so many lessons about yourself, whether you want it to or not. But the biggest lesson to pay attention to is the one that life teaches you about other people. Whatever that person shows you,
I'm telling
believe
you,
them.
Lessons are people. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand that. You can look at people and not down in anyone, but you can look at people and say, hey, I'm going to not do this. I'm going to do this. Oh, this work for this. Everything that works for the next person don't even work for you.
The red flags you ignore in the beginning will be the same red flags that will make you run from that person in the end.
You understand?
So you are a part of your own demise. If you know that this person is not a good parent, you know this person is not a good spouse. If he cheated on you, if he cheated on her to be with you, he's going to cheat on you too.
Wow.
And then you go and have a baby by him and then complain. But you were on the other side telling his child's mother she was wrong and she was a liar. But now you're on the other side with her. Now that finger's pointed at you.
That's why they tell you don't point fingers, because you got five pointing right back at you.
And Stephanie said, sigh, babies. Oh, my Lanta. Listen, we got a whole show dedicated to side babies.
We're
not even going to dive into the side baby subject today, because we got a whole show dedicated just for side babies, okay? The web we weave.
It's a tangled one.
It is. Oh, yes, it is.
I haven't had an experience with side anything, gladly. But I know a couple of close relatives and a couple of close friends. And I don't want to never play that game. Not saying it's not going to never happen, but those things happen.
I'll say this when it comes to the side kids. And I don't even want to call them side kids.
Right.
Their mother is the side chick. They are a part of the person who you're with. So how can you love the person you're with and not love them? They didn't ask to be here. And that father and that mother chose that decision for them. So you can't blame it on the side. I understand, because that child's face is a whole sign of hurt, a whole ball of hurt. Trust me. I know.
But that's when you have to pick them up, you know.
And you have to push through. Life is going to throw you curveballs. You got to be able to catch them.
It's about what you do with them. You know, you can grab the curveball, but you don't throw it back as a stone, because you can't cast stones, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And then the thing, too, is then you have to decide about the person that you're with. Correct. How do they handle the situation? What is the outcome for them? They're choosing the outcome for you. They're making you a part of a situation that you did not ask for. You didn't ask to be a part of.
They didn't consider you, but you have to consider them, you know.
And if you're not willing to make that sacrifice, it's best for you
to
the
walk
children
away.
And everybody else in the situation,
because you don't
want to
walk
away
into something that you not that you don't want to be, you know. That can turn you
and that's
into
exactly what
bitter,
happens, because that resentment and that bitterness is deep.
You can say, oh, I ain't gonna never do this and I ain't gonna never do that, but you know, you don't want to have that Phyllis calling.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know what the bad part is? The children grow up with a complex about it.
Correct.
And then what happens from that one situation? Now we got somebody else claiming they're a single mother.
Yes. And then we're opening up more doors and more doors that could have been closed, because they shouldn't have been open in the first
18
place.
18 years of commitment, 18 years of hurt, 18 years of drama if it's not handled correctly in the beginning.
That's what's going on now. Like,
it's real life. That's everybody's life. That's my life, her life. Everybody has dealt with it in some different form or fashion.
It's
whether
like
you've been cheated
you
on, whether you've done the cheating,
right.
Whether you are a single parent, whether you're claiming to be a single parent.
Right.
My thing with the single mother portion of it, though, is save that for a person who needs it. You know what I mean?
Correct.
There's a lot of resources out here. And I'm not just talking about, you know, food stamps.
Right.
There's a lot of resources out here. I know myself with my daycare. I try to provide I do provide the best care for every kid that comes into my care. But I try to provide resources for parents that I know are working, can't afford it, you know, just trying to get by.
Correct.
And like I said, at one point in my life, that was me. But and little did I know, it was due to my own actions.
But it always tell you that you don't look down on a person unless you're picking them up. Most so you're doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Like we always say, being a blessing to somebody else is a blessing in itself. Because you didn't know you had it. And you knew you had it in you. Mm-hmm. But you pulled it out of you on that day.
You're not strong until you're made to be strong. Yeah. That's when you figure out how strong you are. So for me, it's upsetting when I see a mother come to me and she has one child and she's trying her best to, you know, keep a roof over their head, keep food on the table. And then I got another parent who has a husband not getting help from the biological father because they're at odds. And well, I'm a single mother too. There's two incomes in your household.
Yes, you're not.
There's
single.
Two incomes in your household. You are not a single mother. That's my definition, but it's also my daycare. So anyway, you are not a single mother. You are a family who needs assistance, and that's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay.
To need assistance, because we were just talking about that support system. Even when, like, say if you are in a marriage and you decide to, okay, we're not gonna divorce, but we're gonna split and try to get it together.
Oh, wow.
You know,
Stephanie said, I had a friend that was a side baby and she grew up to have children with married men. The cycle repeats itself. Girl, you said yes. A mouthful with that one. The cycle definitely.
That's the generational curses. You know what I'm saying?
You better come through.
Those generational curses, and they must be broken, because it's a lot of babies out here that are, they're older now, not even babies anymore. So it's not funny. But they're out here. They're lacking. You know what I'm saying? They need a little milk.
She also said, men shouldn't think that child support is all that their children need. They need way more than just. I totally agree. If you are unfortunate enough to get your hands on one of those good old smart men who think they can quit their jobs to get out of child support, and you're only receiving $100, even $300, let's say you receive $300 a month, that is not enough to take care of a child. That is not enough. And we're not even going to cover what child support should cover, because I got my own feelings and views. Okay, yeah, we are. So.
Go there.
Okay. So I was told that child support should not go on DTE. It should not go on gas. It should not go on anything that helps the mother, including daycare. Shouldn't go on anything else, because if you live by yourself, you're going to do it anyway. But guess what? Your little kid that live with me flicking lights. Your little kid that live with me, I got to cook for it. That takes gas. Your little kid that lives with me, I got to drive to their school. So why should not your child support go on gas for my car? It does affect your child. Why should your child support not go on my DTE? It does affect your child. My bill would be a whole lot lighter if it wasn't here. Let's be for real.
I'm going to be for real.
Now, if you're in a relationship with somebody else and y'all in the same house, you shouldn't be calling that child's father to help with the DTE. That one you land next to needs to kick in on a DTE. But
I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay, that's a whole other subject.
I'm about to say to
day.
Each his own, because some people don't feel that way, and I'm sure you're going to step on a few toes. But
I don't even care, because if we're going to talk, we're going to keep it real.
I'm about to just say, might as well keep it straight up out the can.
Don't call me, ask to borrow no money, and you land up with who the who and who the hey.
Or you
don't, hey.
Or if you ain't doing that, you doing other things, and you letting people see them, but then you're saying you're struggling. You're not really struggling if you're making ends meet on other ends, like buying all this other stuff, yeah. You know, and then here we go.
On the flip side, when you get mad at the dad, the first thing you do is take the child away. You're not hurting that dad. You're hurting the child.
You are.
You're blocking a relationship with the parent. That child knows everything that you tell them.
Yes.
That child is around you enough to know how you feel. They're around you enough to know what you're saying, when you're not saying it, when you're talking in cold.
Rub off.
Yeah, so now that child is growing up hating his dad that's been trying to get to this child for the longest, but you decided to snatch that child away because you don't like his wife.
Or whatever.
Because he won't do what you tell him to do. He ain't your child. She is. Okay, you know what? Let me shut up.
It's okay. I mean, you have to be, like you said, we got to be real. Because you can't be that way. You can't be one-sided. That's one-sided. I'm just going to do it this way, or I'm going to just, everything has to be my way. You can't have it your way. If it's two, it takes two to tango.
Yeah, David said spending time with the child is more important than money. But personally, I would never have kids and not be around. I agree.
I definitely agree. Spending money. Talking about that.
If you're not in a relationship with your child's mother, I think that it should be equal parts, equal time spent, just like equal money spent.
Yes,
I definitely agree. But if you at work all day, that money should show for it.
I'm just saying.
Listen, you're not going to tell me you don't got time for my kid and you at work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, but you only got $100 for.
I'm just saying. It's going to be a lot of breaking or something.
Something smells fishy and it ain't the market.
I'm just saying.
Listen.
It don't sound right. I mean, if you say you clocking in every day, okay, come on.
They are equally important. One of those days, you're going to have to take off work to dedicate to that child.
You have to. Because I hear people say, like, oh, dad can't take off. But I, like you said, I do know some good dads that have took off, will take off. Dads do have to take off. Dads have to do what they have to do sometimes. Now, it may be in different households that people take the initiative. More people take the initiative. The mom may take the initiative of the dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like you said, it's still equal. You have to do your part regardless.
It's equal. That child has to be reprimanded by their father.
Regardless.
That child has to be taught things by their father. You can't have a 14-year-old child and that child does not know what your favorite food is. That child doesn't know what your morning routine is because that comes from spending time. That child should know you just like they know, oh, my mom in a bad mood. They shouldn't be around you and you like a stranger. That means you're not spending enough time.
You are. And you cannot blame the child because I have seen in some incidents where, well, the child don't want to be involved. It's because it's hurt. You know, when you hurt sometimes, what do? You shut down. You step off.
Mika said, you got some of these people out here mad as hell, but real is real. Oh, it definitely is real. People don't like to hear about themselves.
But it's the truth, you know.
People do not like to hear about themselves. If
some
you're going to talk,
tell
the truth.
They say the truth hurts, but
what you're going to say? Tell the truth, shame the devil. Tell the truth. And you know what? Some of your favorite people, y'all love partying with, y'all hanging out with.
Those
y'all
are some of the people
girls.
That's stopping you from being from your flying.
And then
you
some
said
of the
earlier.
Same people who don't take care of their kids.
And
you encouraging
it. You said
that's
it
your homegirl. Y'all always at the club. Where's her kids at? You gotta drop your kid off to the babysitter to go out, but she don't never have her kids.
This is what I'm saying. Or somebody else.
This your homeboy. And your son having a party, he come to the party with a gift for your son and got six kids on east side and ain't took not one of them to the baby party. Why?
That's what I'm trying to figure
not
out.
Not one of them
but
was available.
We friends.
Some of y'all need to tell y'all friends about they friends.
You understand? Some of y'all need to tell y'all friends, y'all really not friends because y'all are not putting me in the, well, not y'all, but I'm putting myself in this situation and this situation is not really helpful.
If you my
You can party,
girl,
you can do what you can, but
and
you
I
still
see,
have to take care of business.
If you my homegirl and I see something isn't right in your home or in your city, not even just
and
me
I'm not
judging
talking about
you.
Your edges and
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah,
okay?
No, seriously. Like if your kids ain't going to school every day, this I'm gonna pull you to the side. Hey girl,
What's going on? You need some help?
What's going on? We gotta fix this. We gotta
put
this
together.
And it
ain't no running to Facebook, you know, and exploiting things because this is the problem that people are having
nowadays.
Why
does everybody business gotta make it to Facebook? I still haven't figured that one out. We need a whole show dedicated to what to and what not to put on Facebook.
You understand? Because people really don't.
That's going to be a whole show. What to and what not to put on Facebook. Accomplishments, good days, even some of your bad days is fine. But blasting your baby daddy is probably going to go at the top of not posting on
blasting
Facebook.
Anybody because you cannot talk about people.
Exposing anybody is probably going to go right up under.
You understand?
Rule number one. And then rule number three is going to be report back to rule number one and two. Because I want you not to do that ever again.
I'm just saying. It comes a time where you have to let go, okay?
Listen, people
can't be so angry.
People do
things.
Not like the truth, and more than not liking the truth, they do not like to hear about themselves. But if you serve any part of anybody's life, your friend, cousin, sister, brother, whatever, you need to be that voice in their ear that's pushing them for greater. And that's going to stop a lot of these single parent situations, period, whether female or male. If you see your friend hanging out and all she wants to date is married men, boo-boo. You going down a bad road.
This is what I'm saying.
Because somebody going to get you pregnant and they're still not coming home to you. That conversation will save somebody else 18 years of pain.
You understand?
If you see your homeboy and he got a different female every day and he over 40,
this is what I'm saying.
Living with his mama, you need to pull him to the side and say, homeboy, you going down a bad road.
There's a different route.
Let me stop you.
They said
you.
The yellow brick road, not the green one.
Let me stop you before you end up in front of somebody's child support judge.
I'm just
talk
saying.
To your friends. Talk you to your people. Any of my friends
up.
That are single parents, I always step in. If I could pick your child up from school, they can attest to it. Any of my friends on Facebook could correct me. Any of my friends that's single mothers, even the ones that's not, you know, just a friend to me, I step in where I can and help because my schedule's a lot more open than other people because of me being an entrepreneur.
And if I can,
you know, pick your child up from school, they go to the same school as mine. I'm not going to charge you.
Right.
That's how you build your communities. That's how you build your families up. I'm blessed to have a good provider, but everybody's not.
No, everybody is not.
Everybody's not in that same position. And that's why I say it's so important for us to bless each other, for us to build each other,
yep.
for us to help each other out. And it's just as important for us to tell each other about ourselves.
Yes.
Hey, you messing up this, you ain't doing that right, you know, you got to get it together.
Yes, because I want to surround myself with, you know, peace. Because when you got peace, you get a chance to think a little bit more. You get a chance to see, oh, okay, like you said, oh, this not right.
I've always been told, if you're the smartest person in the room, you need to be in another room.
I'm just saying, because there's always room for learning. It's always room for learning. We don't know everything, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, it's about that time. It's almost time for us to get out of here. Let me tell y'all, this is my first show, and I'm so excited. I was so nervous. I was just like, I don't even know what the first words that come out of my mouth is going to be.
But you sound like a natural.
That's because I could talk. I always talk too much my whole life. This is right up my alley. You know, my grandma used to call me Chatty Cathy. This is right now what she had in mind.
Is that why you call me? Because, you know, I be talking a lot.
Yeah, that's... I get it from. So just before we go, for those who just tuned in, if you're not familiar with me, I'm LaVonda. I am the host and I guess I'll be the owner of the show. This is the yes. Bad Moms Club. And of course, my wonderful, beautiful assistant, Tanisha. You can catch her Monday through Friday at my office running things because she tells me what to do. But I appreciate everybody for tuning in and asking your questions.
If you haven't already,
please go on to Facebook and like our page. You can post your questions. You can post your feedback. Anything you want us to address, questions, even if you want to continue the conversation, please go on our Facebook and be as active as possible. I appreciate your time and I thank all of you guys for tuning in and I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. Love y'all.
Thank y'all.
And we'll see y'all next Thursday at 7.
Next Thursday. Tune in, guys.
Thank
y'all. It's gonna be hot.